question. Every time you, a lot of times when I talk to somebody about their obvious sins, they give me the judge not lest ye be judged quotation.
Right.
They're eager to follow that scripture, but yet they won't follow any other of scripture quotations. And I'm wondering about 1 Corinthians 2:15, whether or not that's telling me that I have the right to judge people or to talk to them regarding their sin without feeling that I'm judging them.
1 Corinthians 2:15?
Yeah.
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. I'll give you even a better one, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Jesus said, if you judge, judge a righteous judgment. The Bible tells us that we will know if a person is genuine or not by their fruit. And you've obviously got to evaluate if someone is genuine by the fruits in their lives. So this diversionary tactic people often use of saying, don't judge, you're judging me. That's not how God ever meant that scripture. It means you should not condemn and pass judgment on people. But the idea that we're not to evaluate, you know, the Bible tells us, in essence, we are our brother's keeper. We are to care about one another. James tells us that if we see a brother who's taken in a fault, those that are spiritual should go to him and plead with him and try and bring him back again and know that he who converts a sinner from his ways has delivered a soul from death. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I know in 1 Corinthians 5 it talks about expelling the believer and handing him over to Satan.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the unbeliever, I'm confused on whether or not you can't accept their sin and just love them anyway. What is the equivalent to 1 Corinthians 5 to the unbeliever?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that we should not wish them Godspeed if they're preaching a false gospel. That, again, would probably be someone you might call a believer.
Yeah.
But if they won't receive you, Jesus says, shake the dust off your feet. You know, there is that other group of scriptures that are often neglected. Let me read this to you in James chapter 5. I sort of quoted it from memory, and I don't like to misquote. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Now, it's understood in that passage that we are to intervene if we observe that a person is erring in their way.
I feel that responsibility when I see someone doing something blatantly in front of me, whether it be language or lifestyle, and yet when you talk about it, they give you the judge not thing. So I was just wondering what I could rebut with.
Well, you know, also read Matthew 18.
Matthew 18. Okay.
Matthew 18, Jesus talks about if you have, you know, animosity between you and your brother, you ought to go to them. And matter of fact, let me see, you can go to verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he'll hear thee, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, now he might say, you're judging me. Mm-hmm. But Jesus doesn't say that's a cop-out here. If he'll not hear you, take with you one or two more representatives from the church, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word might be established. If he neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. If he neglects to hear the church, let him be a heathen or a infidel, a publican. He's to be cast out, in other words. So the Bible says some very strong things about Christians using their reasoning powers and using good judgment. Jesus said, if you're going to judge a righteous judgment. That's the key.
Yeah.
Okay?